Chris and Cosby.
The group dedicated to fight crime.
They're gonna chase it down.
From the street perspective, Curtis Sliwa.
All of it.
Please welcome Rita Cosby.
There's a lot of heat on the president.
The headlines, the issues, the people.
America!
From New York to D.C. to your neighborhood.
The Red Berets are helping the cities in fear.
Curtis Sliwa.
Founder and president of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Rita, that was an explosive interview.
Live, local, on it. Curtis and Cosby.
Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Curtis Cosby.
77 WABC.
About 7 minutes after the hour or two, as we've been hermetically sealed in by the brining done by Governor Murphy in advance of a snowstorm he somehow imagines is going to hit New Jersey tomorrow. All the weather forecasts
how
I was listening
is that gonna cost?
Was listening to you earlier this morning, Juliet Huddy, substituting for Rita Cosby, who was celebrating her birthday last night and apparently was hanging from some chandeliers.
Or dancing on a bar, we don't know.
Hogs and Heifers, right?
Is that even still around?
No.
Now, I don't see her in Hogs and Heifers. I see Rita's got way more class than that. I see her in, like, maybe Omar at Vaucluse or whatever it's called.
Oh, yes. But remember,
fancy place.
It was Hogs and Heifers that was open for you gals that would entice you to get up on the bar and dance in the meatpacking district.
Yeah, and then take your bra off.
Right, that caused Michael Buttigieg at the time, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, to impose the no dancing laws, remember, in bars and in gin mills.
That was kind of lame.
The
cabaret
laws,
yeah,
as they were called.
That was ridiculous.
Which have just recently been repealed.
Thank God.
But it was because of the likes of you and Rita Cosby and your tribe.
I didn't, first of all, I didn't stand on any bars. I never took my bra off. And
come on,
that was weird.
I
literally said that as Matt Dahl was walking by and stared straight at me.
I understand that because you don't wear a bra. So
no, I do wear a bra. I have to wear a bra, and I would not walk around without one. But
what do you mean you have to wear a bra? Nobody has to wear a bra.
Yeah, you kind of do when you're a certain age. And, No. That's not what I said.
Well.
Let's just talk.
Isn't that what happens? You know, it's sex.
Well, not with mine.
Oh, okay.
I had help with that, but.
Oh, I see. Oh, reconstructive surgery.
You know,
huh?
A little bit.
Repositioning. So it salutes you instead of sort of dive bombs.
Well, sadly, that was about 10 years ago, so it's not really doing saluting anymore.
All right, okay. You know, all right. So we've got past that.
Yeah.
But now, as we are in the studios provided to us by NJDiet.com, this is a story that you're an expert on.
I have done a lot of research on this story.
Yes, a lot of research. I have actually seen her at work as she peruses through a crowd and tried at the time before she was married to periscope up and hunt down guys with beards.
Yes.
If you look like you are from ISIS or Al-Qaeda or you were an Orthodox Jew or you were a Sikh, this woman would be like all over you.
Well, I wasn't actually into the long, long beards at the time. Mm. I preferred a little bit of, you know, heavy stubble. Scruff. Okay, that was my thing. Yeah, that was primo. And it turns out most of the ladies out there that were surveyed by a company, they said the same thing. Heavy stubble, number one. Now, my husband, who is a, you know, musician, so he can get away with this.
Heavy
he has
metal, heavy
long
metal
hair, like way longer than mine.
Right.
And not only a beard, but the long beard. Like, he looks like Jesus Christ.
Oh, you say Jesus Christ. When
you
I see this picture, I say Satan.
Well, not Satan, because Satan has horns. He doesn't have any horns, as far as I know. But he does have a little bit of a Charles Manson
hold
look
on,
to
Jane.
Him.
Hold on. You've never touched a top of his forehead.
No, I mean, but you know, sometimes they can hide them. The devil types are very crafty.
Okay,
Those things can be put down. They come out in certain, you know, light. But no, I have not seen any. He's a very kind person too. But he looks. It's a Marilyn, not Marilyn. Charles Manson. Jesus.
You're struggling sort to describe
of,
him.
Yeah.
You just think of him as Satan. That's it.
Well, I do not, because he's a
and
very
he's
nice
got
person.
A ZZ Top kind of beard.
It's pretty long. Now, he's probably listening, so I have to be careful with what I say.
So let me ask you a few
questions. I'm not a huge
fan
of the ZZ Top long
beard. And is there a reason why you don't like the long beard, but you like the scruff?
The long beard tends to look a little crazy at times. Now, his...
Well, his, quite frankly, your husband looks crazy. I've seen pictures of him.
Well, you met him.
Yes.
Brief, it was in the morning, so... But the thing is, his beard, it kind of does this... Ah! This is maybe where the horns come in, but only upside down. His beard kind of separates at the end of the beard and sort of like prongs
the
out.
Parts, like yeah. That the Red Sea did.
Yeah, so it's like there's a little bit of devil horn thing going on
there.
Right, holy
right.
God.
All right.
Let's
find out from our many listeners out there. Juliet is attracted to men with beards. There's no doubt. I've seen her in a crowd. I've seen her immediately gravitate to guys with beards.
Prince Harry was nothing until he had a beard. And then all of a sudden...
You went gaga goo goo.
Gaga goo goo. Number two on my list.
Whereas if you had a baby face look, I mean, you just came out of the barbershop.
My husband is one, Mongoloot.
Right, but if you came out with a clean shave...
I'd have nothing
Juliet
to do with
would
him.
Have absolutely not. You could have had the best personality. You could have been buying the drinks. You could have been a billionaire. Wouldn't have mattered.
But if you look younger than me, hell no.
Our numbers, 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Now, this is the problem I have with guys with beards.
Uh-huh.
Other than the fact that they look like they could be members of ISIS or Al-Qaeda and ready to blow us all up.
Well, the long beards, yeah, but not just stubble.
All right. Is the food in the beard.
Oh.
How many times do you see the gavons?
Okay, yeah.
They've just eaten a meal, and they got all these bits of food in their beard, a real gavon. And, like, you don't want to tell them, like, hey, guy, you got these breadcrumbs in your beard.
Oh, no, it's like a woman walking around with her tag hanging out. Everybody, you tell them. You just walk up, even if it's a stranger, just politely say, your tag's
out. Right,
I mean,
right.
If you see a guy, well, I mean, hopefully not a girl, a guy with a long beard, and there's, because John... You know, yeah.
He gets that spritz.
I immediately start looking at him and go, and it creeps me out, and he immediately takes it away.
Does he carry around like a comb to constantly comb it?
Well, I gave him my brush, so he brushes it.
He has a female brush?
Well, I don't think it discriminates against male or female.
How unmanly is that?
No, he's not. He's all man.
I mean,
sweetheart.
He's probably like a capon now that he's married, you know, which is a castrated rooster, which we're going to be talking about up next. But my God, using female utensils to clean his
beard. All right, you need to hang out with him because you will see. It's not a female utensil. It's a brush. Men use brushes, Curtis. I mean, you don't have any hair.
A guy uses a brush in a certain area.
Well, he's Italian. He's very...
Females use brushes in multiple areas. Okay, I would never use a female...
No, what are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? What are you talking about?
No way!
Weirdo! What are you talking about? A brush where?
Yeah, below the erogenous zone.
What are you talking about right
There's
now?
There's absolutely...
No, they don't. I can assure you of that.
You give me one of those pink brushes, right?
Pink brushes?
It could have been the last brush in the world. I would say, no thank you, ma'am, because I know where that brush has been.
What are you talking... What?
I call it an erogenous zone brush.
All right. I don't even know what you're talking. Well, first of all, are we talking 1970s here?
No, we're talking modern day terminology.
Well, you should not be seeing
this. Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Phil, who's calling from Suffolk County. Welcome to Curtis and Juliet Hardy, substituting for Rita Cosby today, Phil.
Yeah, I always enjoy the show. So with the subject of beards, you really have to have the right or wrong face. Sometimes a beard can enhance it. Sometimes it's hiding things. But the stubble is a no-brainer. If you don't have dark hair, you can't have stubble. Myself, my beard is white, so if I have stubble, I don't look cool. I look homeless.
Oh, no, that's fair. How old are you?
67.
Oh, no, it's dapper. It's dapper.
Nah, dapper is another word for old fool.
No, that's not true. Men become, look, I mean, it's sad, but I mean, as men get older, they become more distinguished.
Phil, there's an opportunity here because the way Juliet goes through men and divorces.
Oh, be quiet.
She's out there in Long Island. You're not too far away from her.
Don't even start.
I'm happily married.
Yeah, so am I, Curtis.
Well, I understand that for now.
Listen. Oh, look who's talking.
For now.
I have a wonderful husband, so
it's okay.
Back off.
Keep saying that. 1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Jimmy, who's calling from Long Island. Welcome to Curtis and Juliet Huddy here at WABC. Jimmy.
Curtis and Juliet, how are we today?
Great. How are you?
Curtis, I'm going to play right into your playbook here with this beard thing. I think it's a millennials thing because they're lazy.
Well, my husband's not a millennial, I can assure you of that. So that's that takes that out.
All the guys pick up, they want to look like millennials. So, you know, they go with the beard thing. But I think basically it's just a lazy thing, and it's just easy to just grow a beard and not have to worry about shaving everything.
Yeah, but what about all the guys who are in their 40s and 50s who have beards?
Which they is want like, to be millennials. They want to look
younger. Gotcha.
By the way, Curtis, today's a monumental day I think you forgot about.
Go for it. Remind me.
It's 6 months today, the Mongoloosh. And you said he wouldn't make it.
That's right. That is true.
I was hoping Rita would be there today.
Well, let me tell you something, Jim. You're absolutely right. I said the over-under point spread is this deadbeat, this slacker, this iconic figure for all millennials and for hipsters will never make it.
He's so in love with his wife, too. It's so cute.
Yeah, for now. For now, he is.
Congratulations to the Mongoloosh.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's right.
So,
you know what they have out right now? I'm going to show you, but you can look at this online. They actually have Christmas fairy lights for beards. I'm showing Curtis a picture of this right now.
Oh, you got to post that.
I'm going to.
Hey, Christian,
I'm gonna send
with
this to
the
my
beard,
husband.
Right? That's one of the reasons. You look at a guy like Christian and you say, this is a little devil here. You know, once you shave that beard off and look like a normal human being, like a normal guy.
He looks normal. What are you talking about? You looked really good when you had a beard. And you made me shave it off, too. And Nancy, it was creepy.
Evil.
You didn't have to. You actually should have kept it.
Wearing a beard gives you that evil look.
No, it gives you that sexy, you know.
I don't think so.
Manly.
Well, I find that from our listeners. And especially from women out there, because so far guys are weighing in. But when you see a man with a beard,
it indicates a male's ability to successfully compete socially with other males for resources. Mm-hmm.
Not
because they
me.
Render men with older, more masculine, socially dominant, and aggressive appearance.
It that signals to me study. That he's a closeted ISIS guy, closeted Al-Qaeda guy, really. You know, he wants to be a rebel with a cause. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Greg, who's calling from Warwick. Welcome to Curtis and Juliet Huddy here at WABC. Greg?
Hey, guys. Great show. Keep up the good work. I always have a beard. And I don't know. Every once in a while, for whatever reason, I go freaky and I shave it off. And everybody freaks out. And I grow it back.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, Greg, do you have one of those kind of beards where little birdies actually nest in your beard and you have no idea that that's going on because you do no maintenance of your beard whatsoever?
Curtis, here's what you do. This is what the Harley riders do. We keep one of those shampoo brushes. That thing's great. That gets right through the beard.
A shampoo brush?
Skin.
That is so girly. That is so unmanly.
Would you wear
Greg.
Fairy lights for beard for your beard? If we sent them to you, if you like your family got you some fairy lights, they're like little multicolored. No, I swear to God, it's seriously out there. It's from a company called Fire. Wait,
fairy
where did it go?
Lights.
Firebox. It's fairy lights for your beard.
See, years ago, I could have done so much with that. I can't say anything now about that.
No, you could say it. Nobody's going to get mad at you.
No, it's okay. I know where the line is drawn.
Anyway, I know what you're going to say.
Let's go.
Same ladies that you're hanging out with that apparently have brushes.
Well, they have Erogenia Zone brushes.
Okay. Well,
oh, yeah, no, I'm telling you.
I understand the concept, but I'm just saying that it's...
You know, hair can grow in many places.
And I understand that.
That's why women like yourself, you shave your legs or you use Nair and just start traveling up your anatomy.
Well,
anyway, let's go to Russell, who's calling from White Plains. Welcome to Curtis and Juliet Huddy at WABC. Russ.
Thanks, Curtis. You're cruising near the hashtag Me Too zone a little bit with Juliet. Okay?
No.
Yeah, he wants to get married again, obviously. But I'd like to know, Juliet, have you ever seen your husband without a beard?
Have I seen my husband without a beard?
Yeah, I mean in real life, not in a picture.
No. Nope.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting. Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, see, that was a simple question.
I don't even understand what that means. I'll be waiting.
Well, you know, will you lose affection for him?
Well,
will
he
not have the same appeal
to
you without
the
beard?
I will say, no, of course he will. Well, no, maybe he won't. I don't know.
And why is it that so many times you'll look at a couple and you'll say, oh, that woman, that's his beard?
that's a whole other topic, Curtis.
But why do they use the term
covering
beard?
Covering up something.
See?
But I've seen pictures with my... I mean, I've seen my husband have...
What is a man covering up when he grows a beard?
Nothing. I mean, it depends, I guess.
Well,
but
then why do they use that term?
Because he looks hot. I mean, my husband looks good. Mm. But here's the thing. To sort of... Conversely, from that last caller, I am not a huge fan of my husband's long beard. I like the short, you know, sort of manicured beard. But I still love him just as much.
I see a beard. I see ISIS. I see Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
Let's go to Pete calling from Connecticut. Welcome to Curtis and Juliet Huddy here at WABC. Pete.
Hey, Curtis. How are you? Hey, Juliet. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Curtis. You know, I work outside in the wintertime. I work in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I started growing a beard like 3 years ago. And I started right at Thanksgiving. I cut it right off. It makes a world of difference, you know. And I'm a man's man. And it makes a world of difference.
It keeps you it keeps you cozy.
Oh, it makes a world of difference. It takes the frigid, you know, it takes the chill right off you.
What are you?
And my wife loves it.
Yeah, see? Yeah, but yeah. Pete, what are you covering up that you're wearing
your
beard?
Oh, please.
Come on,
trust
Pete.
Trust me, Curtis, there's nothing. The minute
no,
it warms up,
there's something. I know, that's
he's
what
saying
you
he's
said,
going by. He goes by.
There's
half
something
the time
subliminal
he's got
about that.
Oh, no, there's not.
Let's go to Kelly, who's calling from New York. Welcome to Curtis and Juliet Huddy here on WABC. Kelly?
Yes, hi. I love, my husband has a goatee and a mustache.
Yes.
If he ever shaved it, I would die because he looks so handsome and so hot. And I will tell you a story. The last time that he did it, my youngest daughter just turned 11. That's the last time he shaved, and she wouldn't go near him for like 5 days.
Oh, that's hysterical.
She was horrified.
My husband's niece, little niece, she's very young. She's not a huge fan of the long beard. She freaks out about the beard because he's grown it out, and we don't see them all the time. And she's like,
Yeah, but Kelly, let me ask you a question. Let's say you're just smooching, you're necking, whatever you want to call it.
Necking.
I mean, don't you get beard burn and mustache burn?
No. Soft.
Not at all. And my husband's a really hot guy, and if he ever shaved it, I'd kill him.
Go, Kelly, go.
So when he goes south of the Erogenous zone, it's delicate down there. It's okay.
Everything's good.
Matter.
Everything's good.
Everything's great. Sure it is. Sure it is. Heathens.
Oh, you had a beard, Curtis.
Diablo. I know. I had.
Why
to.
Did you shave it though? You said it was getting itchy
hated,
or something.
Hated
that's,
the beard.
Talk about
hated
wimpy.
The beard. Man, I thought I was joining ISIS or Al Qaeda. 1-800-848-WABC.